Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. Now, if this is your first episode, welcome to the family, welcome to the podcast family. Today's episode is another amazing interview. So I work with Claudia probably a year, maybe 18 months ago, and she is absolutely fantastic at what she does. She's a true expert in the body wellness method. And if you're interested in finding more about her, don't forget you can always click the links in the show notes. She's actually got a free guide that she wants to share with anyone who is interested, and all of that information will be down in those show notes. Now, in this episode, we are talking all about the mindset of weight loss, body confidence. We're talking about cardio versus weight training. Now, this is something I really, really wanted to ask her because I see so much on Instagram. I see so much about, you know, there are the same calories in, as Claudia talks about, an avocado versus a Snickers bar. And I see people talking about how you should do lots of cardio or you should do no cardio. And I wanted to get Claudia onto this episode to really talk about what's actually going on. Now, she is an expert in dealing with bloating, and she talks all about her personal journey and her personal story and how she has become an expert in this field. And there are so many golden nuggets of information in this. And the big theme behind all of this is that our minds play a massive role in our body confidence, in how our bodies function, how we should listen to our bodies, because our bodies tell us so much of what is going on. And I think everyone is going to be able to relate to an element of this episode. So without further ado, I am going to get into the interview. If you want to know any more information, if you want to know any more about me, who I am, then all of that information is always in the show notes. You can come and follow me on Instagram, say hi, tag me, and let me know that you're listening to this episode, because I'm at victoria.maskell. My website is victoriamaskell.com, and you can find out more about me and what I do. Now, if you've got any suggestions for new episodes, if you've got any burning questions about money mindset, manifestation, law of attraction, building a business, just let me know. Send me an email, contact me on Instagram, and I would love to support you and actually create an episode that answers your questions. Now, I'm going to dive into the interview. I hope you really, really enjoy it, and I will see you all in the next episode. Okay, right. I would love to welcome Claudia onto the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. Introduce yourself. Tell everyone a little bit about who you are and who you help.
Hi, guys. Victoria, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Me too.
So my name is Claudia. I'm originally from Poland, but I'm based in London at the moment. I'm a health coach, and my area of expertise is weight loss, gut health, bloating, sugar cravings, as we all have them.
All have it. You're just describing me.
So it's kind of all connected. So of course I'm helping with weight loss, but for me it's more like a whole well-being, and you know, I'm kind of helping lose weight in a healthy way, so making sure someone is doing it in the right and a healthy way, and focusing mainly on gut health and bloating. So yeah,
amazing. And we've worked together in the past, and I'm gonna put Claudia's Instagram links in the bio for this episode, but you have to go and check out her Instagram because it's so good. It's so much fun. There is so much value there. And I know we're going to dive into all of this in the episode, but I want people to go and check it out. The link will be in the show notes because honestly, I love it. And I said to you before, didn't I, that I share it with other people. I'm like, you need to go check this girl out. She is different. She is fun. You need to go and watch her videos. And I know loads of my friends have. So that's the first thing I want to say.
Thank you.
And it's the energy. You know, on this podcast, we're all about positivity and energy, and you just give out that energy.
Oh, that's so nice to hear. So I'm trying to always be very positive and, you know, kind of bring that energy also to the Instagram, because this is who I am, really. So when you go to my Instagram, you can see exactly who I am and what kind of energy I have. So yeah, I'm glad that, you know, it's coming through.
So. 100%. So why don't you tell us, like, how did you get into this fitness space? How did you get into working with women, ditching bloating, sugar cravings? tell us a little bit about your story.
Yeah, so so the reason why I got into it, it's very personal for me. Mm-hmm. So long story short, I'll try to keep it short because it's a very long story. So basically, I've been active since I can remember. Like, I think I started dancing when I was like 6 or 7 years old. So I've always kind of, you know, I've always done a lot of things like playing basketball, going to the gym, things like that. And I always thought I was being healthy. You know, I've done some diets, I've done some things like that. And but for some reason, I always had issues with my gut, which I never really knew. So, you know, I always had stomach aches, I would get bloated. I mean, I'm not gonna even mention the constipation I had. Like, seriously, girl, I could go on for a whole week without pooping.
Wow.
Crazy, yeah. And, you know, I've honestly, like, the funniest thing, so listen to this, because of, obviously, that's not normal, I have stomach ache, you know, constipation, mm-hmm. So I went to, obviously, a few doctors, and I remember that the doctor told me to never eat chocolate and never eat bananas, because they can make you constipated, which is the biggest BS in the entire world. The biggest, but for the longest time, I was avoiding dark chocolate because of the cacao. Mm-hmm. So I would eat only white chocolate and never ate bananas. Oh. It was just insane. Yes. So one of the reasons why I decided to go into, you know, helping people with gut health and, you know, going into that fitness industry, because what's out there is just insane.
Wow.
So yes, I've always had those issues, and there's one very specific incident in my life that has changed everything in my life. So I remember this like it was yesterday, seriously. So I was at uni, and it was Sunday morning, and I was living with two other girls in our flat. So we were just sitting at the table, you know, just chatting and having tea, all good. And then suddenly I start to feel this pain in my lower back. So you know where's your kidney, right? Mm-hmm. Like right side of my back. And I was just like, it just felt a little bit uncomfortable. And I was like, oh, what's going on? But I was like, well, okay. I mean, a little pain. The pain kept persisting. And I was just like, what is going on? To the point where I had to go lay down on the bed. And it just felt like someone was putting a big needle into my back. Yeah.
Ow.
It was so painful, my love. And now I'm not exaggerating this, okay? Because someone can think that I'm exaggerating, but when I say that I was paralyzed from the pain, I am not exaggerating. I was laying on the bed. I couldn't feel my body all the way from the neck down. My hands were kind of like in this weird position that like I couldn't feel them. I just felt like paralyzed. It was literally like, you know, close to my head. It was just like such a weird thing to experience. And I was just like, what in the world is going on? I freaked out. I could only feel my head. I started shouting, you know, to my flatmates to call 911. So obviously the ambulance came, they gave me injection with painkillers, so the pain went away. This was the one time experience in my life, and I was just absolutely freaked out. I was like, I had no idea what's going on. So I went to the hospital. Of course, they've done plenty of checks, and because it was in the lower back, around the kidneys, and my dad has a history with kidney stones, they thought it was kidneys. But they checked my kidneys. Everything was perfect, like literally perfect. So what happened? They just sent me home. They gave me extremely, extremely, like very, very high dosages of painkillers. Mm-hmm. And they said, if you, you know, feel the pain again, just take the painkillers and you're going to be fine. And because I was so freaked out with the pain and I had no idea about health and I had no idea about anything, obviously, that's what I did, right? So it happened a few more times that I started feel the pain in the same place. So obviously, my fears of having the same experience, I took the painkiller straight away, yeah. Which helped. But then it was, if I remember, that was, I think, my second year of uni. And after uni, I was traveling to US for a year. So because of that, you know, huge travel, I went to the hospital back where I was born. And I went there for like a few days. And I asked them, like, please check everything, my kidneys, my guts, like everything, because I didn't want to experience that, you know, in the US, because what would I do there, right? Yeah. It was just, I was just so freaked out. I was like, I don't know what's going on. So I spent in the hospital 4 days. I obviously starved because they had to do all the kind of tests. Like, they literally put, you know, the...
have cameras in places we don't have cameras.
Every place they could possibly.
Nice.
So that was fun. That was so much fun. Yeah. And after 4 days, the head of the department, he said to me, Claudia, you're absolutely fine. Everything inside, like, it's great. You are healthy. You are young. All you have to do is eat healthy, drink water, exercise, and don't stress. I left the hospital feeling like I am going crazy. Everyone is telling me I'm okay. I don't feel okay. It's my fault. This is what I was thinking. It's my fault. I'm doing something wrong. It's in my head, you know. I was blaming myself. So, of course, I left. I was trying not to stress and everything. But come on, who does not stress in this century? I mean, there's stress on every corner, right? Yeah. It's not possible not to stress. But I took the advice. So I was drinking water. I was exercising profusely. I was doing a lot of cardio. I was doing a lot of, you know, HIIT workouts and like really trying to get my heart rate going. I was trying to eat healthy. What I obviously thought was healthy, which was
no bananas.
Yeah, no bananas. Yep. So all this stuff was going on and I wasn't feeling better. Like I would wake up every single day with a stomach ache. I felt full every day, whether I woke up, I ate, I didn't eat. Like there was just something going on. But of course I ignored it because I was like, you know what? Like everyone's telling me I'm okay. It's just in my head probably. Yeah. So a year went by. After that, I moved to London. And in London, I mean, the situation escalated so badly. I was in so much pain all the time. I was just feeling rubbish all the time. So I finally, you know, went to a specialist privately. It was a very expensive, you know, experience, but I cannot, honestly, this was like worth it. I have spent, and again, I'm not exaggerating, thousands of pounds. I've done tests, and finally, what happened was that I found out I'm allergic to gluten.
Oh.
And because of that, my body was shutting down from the inside. So this pain that I experienced that paralyzed me was from my gut.
Wow.
From my gut. And I spent almost a week in a hospital where they checked my gut and they said I was okay. Wow. How crazy is that? So after obviously going through that, finding it out, my life has changed tremendously. Mm-hmm. I've gone through something called gut cleanse. Mm-hmm. I've, you know, kind of restored my gut. I restored my health. I started really realizing what I was doing wrong. You know, all the stuff that I was eating and thought they were healthy, I realized they were really not. I had no idea what I was doing, honestly. I had no idea. You know, I would eat, let's say, you know, instant oatmeal for breakfast, which had plenty of sugar, which had milk that I was intolerant to, probably had some gluten there as well, which I could, you know,
run in.
Yeah, exactly. And the amount of sugar there, and it's processed food. And I would eat that every day. And I was like, that's healthy, right? I would eat croissants for snacks and thought, you know, that's healthy. I mean, now when I think about what I was doing, I'm just terrified, like how I was living that way. But the biggest problem was that I knew something was going on, but everyone was telling me otherwise. And I always thought it was my fault. So, you know, imagine me finally, you know, after it took me a few months to really like start to feel better, but I cannot put a price on the way I, you know, I'm feeling right now and not being in pain every day, not being bloated anymore. I mean, it used to be a daily thing, a stomach ache, daily thing, not pooping, weekly thing. So it was just honestly, and you know, the first time, obviously, when she told me that, you know, I'm allergic to gluten, I changed my lifestyle. Mm-hmm. I really started to dig deeper and understanding what, you know, what really is happening. You know, the amount of research and studying I've done on gut health, on, you know, just what's going on inside, on digestion, on what's healthy, what's not. I mean, it's been a good, I think, 4 years since I found out and made all those changes. Yeah. But really, thanks to that, again, the way I'm feeling right now is just so different. And this is why I really decided to go into fitness and health, because I see a lot of women being, you know, in my shoes. Clients I'm working with, it's just every time I talk to someone on the phone before they sign up for my program, when they tell me like, oh, this is what's happening, and, you know, like I've gone to GP, I've gone to the doctor, and they said this and this, and I'm just like, oh my God, I've been there. I know exactly what's going on, and, you know, what you're doing right now is wrong, so let me help you.
Yeah, you're like, please listen to me. I know, yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that, because that's obviously a big part of your journey. And I think it's so interesting how you were saying you knew something was wrong, because our gut is actually connected to our brain. And, you know, people talk about gut instinct. Literally, your gut was physically, number one, paralyzing you in pain. That's like, I'm so sorry you had to go through that, but that's insane. And also, your gut was telling you something's wrong. And we listen to experts, we listen to doctors, we listen to people who we think are authorities.
And of course,
we internalize it. We're like, well, I must be doing something wrong. It might be, I'm making it up. And
because you trust those people, right? They went through, you know, through medical school and things like that. So you trust these people. You know, I'm not going to go into this whole, like, where's the problem there?
Yeah.
I am really, like, I'm trying to come from this natural medicine kind of point of view, and really, there's this, you know, I think you call it Hippocrates?
How do you... a hypochondriac, like someone who thinks...
No. I think he was Greek, you know, like thousands
of years. Hippocrates, yeah.
Hippocrates, okay.
Sorry, where was I going?
I didn't know how to say Hippocrates. So he said something very important that we should all follow, that all disease starts in gut. Mm. So my one best advice, honestly, straight away when we start, whatever's happening in your life with your body, how you're feeling, whether it's energy, your, you know, your immune system, your spots on your face, anything at all, start with your gut. Check what's going on there first before you do anything else.
Yeah.
That's my best advice.
Right. And it's funny because, like, if I think about my therapy clients and the work I do with people, so many of them, anxiety, fear, stress goes to the gut. They get stomach pains, they get IBS, they get anxiety. And I often say to people, where do you feel that? And so many times they say, in my gut, in my stomach. And that's where they know when they're stressed, because their stomach hurts. And yes. I think...
You know that actually your gut is directly connected to your brain. So whatever feelings you're having, that will trigger your gut. So if you ever notice, for example, if you have, let's say for me personally, when I had like exams at my uni, obviously I would get stressed. So in my head, I would, you know, like have all those like thoughts, but straight away I would get diarrhea. That was the first thing I did. And I was just like, why is this happening? I never understood. But this is all because it's all connected.
All connected. And I think there's this episode isn't about we're anti this, we're anti that. We're actually saying listen to your bodies. Our bodies tell us everything we need to know. We literally have a gut instinct, and the gut is the first place that it comes from. So, oh, I'm so excited. Right. I think we could talk about this. Absolutely.
I love that you said that. Listen to your body. Whenever I work with a client, whatever we're doing in the program, I always finish everything I say, I always finish, but listen to your body.
Yeah.
If you try something and you feel it's not working, your body knows better.
Yeah.
Your body knows best, yeah.
Have you ever done any of the muscle testing stuff where you hold foods and you get the person, or you can do it yourself, to close their eyes and you look at whether they sway forwards or backwards?
I have never heard about it, no.
I'll send you some info. But so the idea is your subconscious mind created your body. So your subconscious mind knows what's going on. And it knows even things like whether foods are good or bad for you, dosage of vitamins, dosage of everything. So you can do this. I mean, anyone listening can do this. Take food, or even better, you can get someone else to put it in your hands so you don't know what it is. You with your eyes closed, and you just notice whether your body sways forward, so towards it, meaning yes, it's good for you, or backwards, as in away from it, almost to say no, this is not right for you and your body. So everyone can go and try that. If anyone knows they've got like an intolerance or an allergy, you can your body knows.
What you're saying, it really makes me, I mean, we're kind of getting off the topic, but just on the topic of that. So I don't know if anyone heard about something called energy healing. So it's all about your body's energy. And it's exactly the same way that person who reads the energy of your body can tell if you're like, how your body reacts to certain foods and if you can eat that or not. It's very similar thing what you're saying. So it's this kind of energy of your body. So yeah, that's very interesting. I'm gonna definitely give that a go. I know this guy.
you can even do it where you like have your arms, anyone on YouTube if they're watching this can see this, but on the podcast you can't see it. You can like hold your arm out and you can get someone to push on it. And if you're holding certain foods, it weakens the muscles in your body. So your arm pushes down really easily. There's so much. So, right. Without digressing, you'll have to come back on for another episode. But let's go into this. Right. This is a question I need to ask you, because I bet you're going to know exactly what to say with this. Because I know you're
excited.
Yeah. What is the biggest mistake you see people making when it comes to weight loss? What is the biggest mistake?
Okay. Can I go with two, please?
Yeah. I'll let you go off. You can have two.
Okay. So let's start with, so let's go this way. So there are one mistake in terms of exercise and like physical fitness, and one mistake in terms of food and, you know, and eating.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's call it this way. So in terms of food, number one thing is restriction and dieting. Mm-hmm. I can't stress that enough. People still think that dieting, restricting certain foods, starving themselves, this is what helps them lose weight. Mm-hmm. Now, let me tell you, that's not what happens. No! It's the opposite. You need to give your body energy. You need to, you know, give all the vitamins and minerals. And please, please, if you ever hear anyone say that carbs are bad, fats are bad, please tell them, no, that's not true. No way. There is no bad foods, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's do not label good and bad foods. We mm-hmm. can say that something is a little bit more harmful to your body, for example. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's a better way of saying that. But there's no bad food. So if you're craving something sugary, if you want to have a chocolate bar or something, you should never feel like, oh, I can't have that. No, that's not, first of all, life, it's not what it's about. You're not supposed to be starving yourself and, you know, being in that scarcity mindset of, oh, I'm not going to have bread, okay? Or like, I'm going to count how much bread I had today. So then maybe, you know, tomorrow I'm going to have less, or like, it's just, you can go really, you can really, really hurt yourself mentally. Mm-hmm. It can really hurt your body. You can go into all those, like, you know, horrible diseases like bulimia or anorexia, which is just, it's horrible. Mm-hmm. Anytime you hear, you know, diet pills, diet teas, all that stuff, it's a big no, no, no. What you need to do, fuel your body. Eat, give your body energy, give your body those calories. We need calories, and I'm going to tell you why in a second when we go to the fitness part.
Yeah.
But you need to give your body energy. That's what it's all about. I mean, this is why we have food, you know?
Yeah. We were saying a minute ago, weren't we, about if anyone hasn't read it, I really recommend E Squared by Pam Grout. And it's all about mindset and manifestation and changing the way you see food. And she got people to do nothing different in their diet, but ban saying, just as you were saying, this is bad, this is fatty, oh, this is so greasy, oh, this is going to be so bad for me. People had to eat exactly the same food, but they had to think about the energy it was giving them. Even if it was a burger, it was, okay, wow, this is giving me calories, this is giving me energy, I could run for a bus now, there's a bit of lettuce in there, so there's something green. Like, and on average, they lost 3 pounds.
Wow.
Not changing the food, changing their mindset, because your body responds differently to it. So I am so pleased you've said that. Yes. I think that's so important. Because we want to be in an abundant mindset. We want to be thinking about nutrition and vitamins and food and different colors and the energy it gives us, not the restricted, I can't have, this is bad, this is naughty. Oh, so much.
We can't think this way. It's no longer, you know, I remember my mom doing diets, and you know, now when I think about it, like, I was never a person who could really diet. I loved food way too much, but there were, like, I don't remember this stuff, but like, my mom said that I used to never eat potatoes because I was like, oh, I'm gonna put on weight, and I was like, what an idiot was I. I eat potatoes like all the time. I love them.
Yeah,
but there's also one thing that I really need to stress here, when you said, like, you know, whether it's a burger or something, like, we need to give our body energy. But we also need to remember that the majority of food we want to put in our body is whole foods.
Yeah.
So we don't want to go into this, I don't like to kind of, you know, talk about any kind of diets or keto or things like that, because I know there's a lot of views on that. And, you know, it's a personal choice. So I'm not saying something is good or bad. But, you know, there is this whole thing with if it fits my macros. Mm-hmm. So there are people who eat processed food, but as long as it fits their macros and, you know, calories and things like that, they think it's okay.
Yeah.
Newsflash, it is not okay. It has to be whole foods. Mm. Processed foods are okay in smaller amounts, but there's this rule called 80-20.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to be in that 80% of whole foods, you know, vegetable, fruits, healthy proteins. And then that 20% is, you know, your, you know, some sugar, some processed food, something that you enjoy.
Yeah.
So you need to find that balance, really. But just thinking that just because this has 500 calories and I can have that, it's better than, you know, I've seen on Instagram those posts where there were things compared, just, this is not true, but I'm just making this up just so you know. As an example, so there was a Snicker bar.
Mm-hmm.
There was half of an avocado, and they had the same amount of calories.
No.
And I was just like, wait. The way your body responds while you eat the Snicker bars and while you eat avocado is so different.
Yeah.
And you cannot just compare this stuff, okay? Okay, so this was a long answer for half of the answer for the food part. But now let's talk about the fitness. Yeah. So, okay, so we're talking about diets, right? So diet is one of the biggest mistakes, and people always thinking they need to eat less, which is not true. Yeah. And if you go to my Instagram, you will see in my bio that I help women, you know, lose weight with more food. Okay, that's very important.
More food than that.
Yes. And it's not a joke. You can ask any of my clients. I've had clients who've done keto. I have clients who've done intermittent fasting. Mm-hmm. And I've taken all of that away from them. I put more food in their diet, and they've all seen results. And they were stuck before. They couldn't lose weight. They didn't see the light because they were just like, I'm doing, you know, I'm eating less, I'm working out more, but it's not working.
Yeah.
So eating less and working out more, that's just not true. Okay. So the biggest
I knew where she's going with this, I can tell.
I know, my love, you love cardio, but now I'm not saying cardio is bad, because it's not. Mm-hmm. Cardio is really good for your heart, it's really good for your body, but too much cardio is not good for you either. So the second biggest mistake I see is people exercising too much and focusing only on cardio.
Yeah.
So number one, you need to give your body rest, okay? You cannot train every single day without even one day of rest. Mm-hmm. When you exercise, you tear your muscles. I think that's the right word, tear. Like your muscles break down, basically. Yeah. So in order for them to repair, you cannot keep, you know, breaking them down. You need to rest and let them repair. And that's how they grow. That's how your muscles grow. So I always tell my clients, you know, exercise minimum three times a day, a week, sorry.
Wow, three times. Yeah,
not a day, sorry. Minimum three times a week, because that's a good amount, but not more than six. You need at least one day of rest.
Yeah.
Now, cardio. When you're focusing only on cardio, because I've had clients who would do 5 days a week Zumba classes only. That's all they were doing, right? Or I've had someone who would only do like any type of cardio, really, you know, just running every single day for hour.
Wow.
Okay, so this is what's excuse me, this is what's happening with your body. You know, cardio is great, right? We burn a lot of calories, which is great. We want to burn a lot of calories. But if you do a lot of cardio every single day, your body keeps burning those calories, and it burns, when it burns too many calories, your body is super smart. Your body is the smartest thing in this entire world. It knows what to do. And its main kind of a job is to keep you alive. Your body doesn't care about anything else but keeping you alive. So when you're losing, you know, a lot of calories, if it's too many calories, your body knows that it needs to adapt and it needs to be smart with those calories.
Yeah.
So now your body is not going to prioritize a weight loss because your body doesn't have enough calories,
yeah,
right? And on top of that, maybe you are dieting, so you're eating even less calories. So your body is like so stressed right now, it's going to store those calories and you will not lose weight.
Yeah.
And this is why a lot of people who think, you know, I actually had that conversation in DMs the other day. And this lady was like, I am skipping breakfast, I'm eating less, and I'm doing like four times a week Zumba. And I'm like, okay, you need to revert all of this.
Mm.
Stop doing that much cardio, because this is what's happening. You are stressing your body so much. You're not having enough calories. And guess what's going to happen? Your body, right now, because you're doing so much cardio, your metabolism is slowed down.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When your metabolism is slowed down, your body only burns calories when you're actually doing the exercise.
Yes, yeah.
Right? Now, the opposite, when you're doing weightlifting teaches your body how to burn calories even on your days off.
Mm.
Right? And that's the difference. Remember that the key to weight loss is fast metabolism.
Yeah.
So again, cardio is not bad, but if you're doing too much cardio, you are hurting yourself.
Yeah.
So my best advice, if you're someone who loves, you know, Zumba classes or something that, you know, if you love to go for a run, do it once or twice a week. That's absolutely fine.
Mm.
But then make sure the rest of the week you're actually focusing on weightlifting.
Yeah.
Or if you're, you know, you don't like doing Zumba or things like that, you can do, for example, personally, I do only once a week a cardio session, which is like, it's either HIIT session or Tabata. So it's like 20, 30 minutes, very high intensity workout that burns, you know, a lot of fat and calories. But the rest of the week, I'm only doing weightlifting. I don't do any cardio. And I kid you not, this is the best results I have ever seen with my body since I started adapting that routine. Because, you know, I've done the same mistake. I was doing, what is it called? I don't know if you've ever heard about Shanti and Insanity program.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of Insanity, yeah.
Yeah, so Insanity is super high intensity, and it's like 5-6 days a week that you're just boom, 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 boom. It's like you're sweating like a pig, and yeah. You are going to lose all that weight, but the program is for, I don't remember, a month or 2 or 3 months. What happens next?
Wow.
What's going to happen next?
So let me reflect back. So you're only burning calories when you're doing the cardio. So as soon as you stop, your body's like, whoa, what's going on? So you're going to put weight back on. You're not going to see the results. It's not going to maintain. And I'm guessing at some point your body might start shutting down and being like, whoa, we've got to hold on to stuff. Does it eat muscle as well? Does it use muscle for energy if your calories are too low, or is that a myth?
I think that might be like very, you know, situations where it's like you're maybe really depriving yourself with food, things like that. I personally, I've never really heard about that and experienced. But definitely, you know, your body needs energy. That's the most important thing. And yeah, when you're doing too much cardio, that's the thing. If it's too much, you want to have a fast metabolism, okay? Your body will start shutting down. It will affect your gut health. You will have, again, slower metabolism, so maybe constipation. You're going to be bloated. You're going to be super stressed. You might also hit what they call plateau, you know? So, like, you're stuck in the same weight, and even though maybe you are the person who is like, wait a minute, it's been a month since I'm training even more, like, doing now an hour and a half of cardio, and now I'm eating even less calories, and I'm still in the same spot. Yeah. It's exactly what happens.
Yeah.
So yeah, we need to eat more, we need to eat properly, and we need to exercise smarter. So not harder, but smarter.
Yeah, that's great advice. I just think the reason this is really interesting to me is because I've gone from being like the person who hated exercise. I was a gymnast at school, so I loved gymnastics.
Wow.
But I hated running, I hated team sports, I hated And now I'm in a place where I love dance classes. So for me, I do go to Zumba sometimes, but there's something here called Fit Steps, which is from the creators of Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah.
I love it. I've got so much better since following your Instagram. I do have some weights at home and I have some resistance bands.
Right.
And I do it. My problem is I feel amazing in Fit Steps. Like my mindset, I feel... It's not even the cardio side of it, I don't think. I just love dancing.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the gym, going, picking up weights, oh, it's just fun. I'm just like, I need like a Disney or a dance track or something or a person. And I think that's where your Instagram comes in, because you make it fun, you break it down, you make it easy. And all of these things are barriers. And I bet there are people listening to this going, yeah, I don't know what to do at the gym. I don't know how to do it. I don't know where to start.
Oh, yes.
It's so overwhelming that we just go, I'm just going to stay at home with a chocolate bar. Because I get that. I know how that works.
Yeah, you know what? You're so right, because there's just way too much. But you know what? Just that you said, like, you know, when you're starting to, you know, pick up weights, and like, this is where you're the mindset expert. This is where your mindset comes in. You can make your exercising really fun. It doesn't have to be miserable. My clients do not exercise for more than 40 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not let them work out more than 5 to 6 times a week, okay? So it's a quick 30 to 40 minutes workout, but it's all based on weight.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you can make it fun. You can, you don't have to do exercise that you don't like. You can really, like, you know, mix it up a little bit. But I do understand where you're coming from, because I was there myself. I used to do only classes.
Yeah.
And, you know, even though some of them were with weights, they were still kind of like cardio classes, and they have the exact same effect.
Yeah.
When you're doing just cardio. If you're just running for an hour and then going to like body pump class, it has the same exact effect.
All that. You see, that's so interesting, because I was just going to say, at my gym, like, we have Les Mills, so there is a body pump class. And I was going to say, do you recommend those? Because are they good weights classes? But are you saying that basically they're good, but there's a lot of cardio in it, so it's the same?
Yeah, so the way they are structured and how it's done, it has a very similar effect. So, yeah, it's great to go and do it. But still, I would really focus on lifting weights. I mean, I'm sorry to say that, but I used to didn't know also like what to do. And I would like, I was afraid to go to the gym and like pick up weights. I was like, what the hell am I even doing with those?
Yeah.
So I would go to classes as well. But honestly, I've never seen any results. Never. Like, I've never been, you know, lean. And I would just look at those, you know, magazines, like, how do they have 6-pack abs? Like, I want that. And I could never have that, because I was doing the stuff wrong.
Yeah.
So the best thing, if you are, you know, a complete beginner, or you have no idea what you're doing, number one, yeah, go check out my Instagram, go check out some you know, influencers, Instagram as well, they have plenty of workout videos that you can try it out, mm-hmm. or go to the gym and get a, you know, one or two sessions with a good personal trainer who will give you a great plan that's, you know, personalized for you. And you can tell them, I hate this exercise, I like this, blah, blah, blah. And they will make it fun and good for you. And that's what I do with my clients. I give them, you know, specific exercises, right? Because I know what's, you know, better for them or will give them, help them achieve their goals. Yes. So, you know, after a week of working out, they're telling me, okay, I like this, I don't like this. We can switch it up, we can make it work. But it's still something that they enjoy.
Yeah.
And you will see that, you know, I understand that some people don't feel comfortable going to the gym. So another thing, getting some, you know, dumbbells and doing it at home. You do not need to go to the gym. Just get some dumbbells and do it at home and you will get the same result. I kid you not, you will get, because I know some people are like, oh, I can't do the same, you know, I have to go to the gym. You do not have to go to the gym. You can do it from home, from your own comfort, you know, feeling good. You do not have to go to the gym. So yeah.
I love it. I love the passion. Right. To bring this together, we could talk for hours. We literally could.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Could you give, because I know bloating is one of your specialisms, and this goes back to what you were saying from your own personal experience and how you've healed yourself.
Yeah.
Could you give us a couple of top tips on how to reduce bloating?
Okay, of course. Absolutely. So let me start with saying that, first of all, when it comes to bloating, number one thing you need to do is figure out why you are bloated.
Okay.
If you are bloated every single day, every other day, if it's more than, once a month, that means something is wrong.
Okay.
It's not normal. You should not be bloated. If you eat certain foods and you feel bloated after that, that's not normal. Okay.
Okay.
You should not feel bloated. You should not feel sick when you eat something. So that's very important. You need to understand. There's a lot of ways how you can check. I actually have a free PDF. If anyone wants to download it, I'll give you the link. So there are, I think I put about 5 or 6 different ways how you can check exactly why are you bloated. So that's number one, figuring out why you are bloated.
Yeah.
Number two, actually doing something about it.
Take some action.
Yes, you need to take an action. So the reason could be, for example, you're eating way too much sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to do something about that. It could be that you are your stomach does not have enough acid and your stomach is not working properly. So you need to take care of your stomach, because if your stomach is not breaking down the food you eat, you might get bloated.
Mm.
So if you ever notice any food in your poop, that's number one thing to think of. So yeah, I have, of course, I'm not going to go into, you know, so much detail, but you can in my PDF. So definitely make sure to check that out.
Yeah.
What else? Could be intolerances.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you figure out if you have any intolerances, because that will definitely mess your stomach up, mess your gut health. Oh, I could sit here and talk for hours about it. Because there's just so many things. And, you know, when I start working with my clients, I take them through like a very in-depth questionnaire, a few of them, to really understand what's going on inside their bodies so we can figure out all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But so you need to, of course, figure out why you're bloated. But the things that you can do straight away, instantly, if you are bloated, try things like probiotics.
Mm-hmm.
Probiotic rich foods like kimchi, sauerkraut, pickles. These are great and they can really like help your bloating straight away. If you just need something, you know, you're not feeling well and you need that help, you know, in that time, then definitely, you know, have some probiotic foods. Water. Make sure you are hydrated.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you drink plenty of water. So you're bloated, chug a glass of water and see if that helps.
Yeah.
Chamomile tea can be very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that I absolutely love is turmeric. Have you ever heard about golden milk?
Yes, I've heard of it, but I've never actually had any.
Have it. So what happens, again, not going to go into too much details, but if you're bloated, that means there's inflammation in your gut. And the best thing in the world for for inflammation is our beautiful turmeric. Mm. So golden milk, you guys Google it, find a great recipe for golden milk and drink it. You will feel instant relief. It's absolutely amazing. And because of that turmeric.
Can this go with non-dairy milk? So can this go with coconut
milk? Yeah. Non-dairy milk, yeah. I only drink with coconut milk. It's amazing. What else? Chia seeds. Great. I've tested it on myself. If you have, if you're bloated and you're not feeling well, what you can do, get 1 or 2 tablespoons of chia seeds, soak them. Okay, so you need to put them in water or nut milk.
Yeah.
I would leave it in the fridge for 15 minutes to up to half an hour, and then eat that. Instantly will help with bloating. Eating right, of course. So reducing sugar, reducing, processed foods, making sure you're eating whole foods. That's very important. These are like the most basic things, but you cannot, you can relieve your bloating if you're feeling it in that moment. But if you don't figure out why you are bloated, nothing will change. And let me tell you one thing very quickly, that when you have inflammation in your gut, chronic inflammation equals diseases. So you might end up getting serious health issues just because of that bloating. And it could be as simple as you having intolerance to certain foods, and if you keep eating that food, the inflammation keeps going
less and less,
and then you end up with health issues. So there's just so much to it. So yeah, definitely you guys check out that ebook. There's a lot more things there, obviously, to kind of go through, but figuring out why you're bloated is number one thing that you need to do.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Right. So I know you're going to send me the link. I'm going to add that into the show notes. Where can people find out more? Because I know there are going to be people listening going, I need to see her Instagram. I need to work with her. She's amazing. And I just vouch for that. Like, it's incredible. So where can people find out more?
So my Instagram is the best place to find me. My Instagram is at Body Wellness Method. So that's the name of my program. Mm-hmm. I provide a lot of information on my Instagram, so you can already learn some stuff. Plenty of workouts, but always, if you have any questions, please feel free to DM me. I love talking to people. I love, giving advice and things like that. So please don't ever, feel like you're a burden or you're afraid. Like, I'm a pretty cool girl.
You're really cool.
I love talking to people. I love helping. This is why I'm doing this. So please do reach out. I'm more than happy to always help and support. And do download the PDF. That will be very, very helpful.
Amazing.
Hello to my Instagram.
Right. All the things you said are so true. You are a true expert in this. Thank you so much for sharing this. And I know you've got so much more knowledge. And I agree. Like, if you go and check her Instagram out, there is so much value on there. So I'm going
to
leave all the links in the show notes. So thank you so much for talking to me. And I'm sure we'll have you back on at another time, because I've got more questions. I need you to
start. I basically talked about one question this entire time. But yeah, there's just so much with, fitness and health. And it's just, there's not enough time to talk. But Victoria, thank you so, so much for having me. I really loved being here, and I hope to come again. And yeah, thank you so much. Really enjoyed it.
I'll see you really soon. Bye.
See you soon.
Thank you so much for listening. If you like this content, I would so love it if you could leave me an iTunes review. You would totally make my day, and you'd help this podcast to reach other listeners just like you. And if you know someone who this content would help, then please share it with them. Share the love, share the positivity. I hope you all have a wonderful and prosperous day, and I will see you all in the next episode.